Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Textory. Disclaimer straight away that this episode is going to be very not safe for work. So proceed with caution. And if you're under the age of 18, I think it's also best that you just click away. There are other episodes that you might enjoy. Leave this one to the grown-ups. Obviously, now that I've said it, you're probably gonna stick around just because you got interested, but don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. This time we are going to read song lyrics from the 1930s. I know it doesn't sound too bad. It's like, okay, well, what's the worst thing they could have sung about? It was the 1930s. It's difficult to believe that some of these were written in the days of our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And we would rather think that that's not what they listened to, but to be honest, we can't be 100% sure. As we know, most of the modern popular music comes from the Black community in the US, and one of the first popular music styles that was not classical music was blues. And blues as a genre originated in the Deep South, and over time it branched out into several different sub-styles such as Chicago blues or West Coast blues. There is so many different types now. And because blues developed from spirituals and field hollers of the enslaved African Americans, a lot of blues lyrics in the 20s and 30s, which is when blues started getting more and more mainstream recognition, a lot of lyrics at the time were centered around the issues that the Black community was facing at the time, or just the identity of being a Black person in the US at the time. That being said, of course the music in those years was not solely focused on their struggle, but it also was a source of entertainment. So a lot of the songs were humorous, and then a lot of the songs were spicy. And I feel like it's funny because we mostly base our image of the 1930s on movies that we know from the era. And the 1930s were a decade when the Hays Code was first implemented in 1934. So we will talk about the Hays Code in a different episode, but just to keep it short, the code prevented filmmakers from showing or saying any sort of obscenity, well, by their standards. So, like, you couldn't even have a proper kiss on camera. And upon other things, it limited the presence of spicy themes or spicy scenes in the movies. And because of that, we kind of tend to think that they were really mild. And even before the code, before 1934, the American movies mostly had like innuendos and maybe some mild suggestive content, but it wasn't very explicit. There was a little more nudity, but it was also usually pretty well covered by modern standards. So that is why when we nowadays hear a song from the 30s and the lyrics are, "I got nipples on my titties big as the end of my thumb," it is quite a shocker, not gonna lie. I mean, I've seen plenty of 1930s movies, and this still beats any of the pre-code movies that I've ever seen. Basically, what we're talking about today is called Dirty Blues, and it's a music genre that I think is self-explanatory. It's just blues that's dirty. And it wasn't something that you would play on the radio. You could either hear it live when an artist was performing a song, or you could play it on a jukebox. Also, sadly for us, the most explicit versions would rarely get recorded at all. But that doesn't mean that the recorded versions were mild, because boy oh boy, there were a lot of different artists that were known for their dirty blues numbers, such as Ma Rainey, Lucille Bogan, Lil Johnson, Bo Carter. All of them dabbled in dirty blues. So without further ado, I hope you're ready for this, and this is the last chance to click away if you're not supposed to be listening to something explicit, or if you don't want to, so please leave. Let's go. Let's just go for it. We're not gonna hear the songs because they're copyrighted, but I am going to read the lyrics to you, but you can always find them online and just listen to the songs. This one is by Lil Johnson, and it's called "Press My Button, Ring My Bell." My man thought he was raising Sam. I said, "Give it to me, baby, you don't understand." My man thought he was raising Sam. I said, "Give it to me, baby, you don't understand. Where to put that thing? Where to put that thing? Just press my button, give my bell a ring. Come on, baby, let's have some fun. Just put your hot dog in my bun. And I'll have that thing, that thing-a-ling, Just press my button, give my bell a ring. My man's out there in the rain and cold. He's got the right key, but just can't find the hold. I'm just gonna skip some of it, not because it's explicit, but because it's just repetitive. But it goes like, here my baby, all out of breath. Been working all night and I ain't done nothing yet. What's wrong with that thing, that thing-a-ling? I've been pressing your button and your bell won't ring. That was very direct. I mean, putting a hot dog in a bun is pretty much a phrase that is still used nowadays. But like, just imagine someone in a really smoky 1930s cafe in New York or somewhere, and they're like, oh, let me play some music on the jukebox. So they go over to the jukebox, like maybe you're on a date, and the guy goes over to the jukebox, and this place. And you're like, what the hell, dude? This one's by Bo Carter from 1931, and it's called Banana in Your Fruit Basket. I got a brand new skillet, I got a brand new lid. All I need is a little woman just to burn my bread. I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now I got the washboard, my baby got the tub. We're gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. I beg your pardon. And it just goes, the whole song is like different metaphors. My baby's got the cloth and I got the needle. Or my baby's got the meat and I got the knife. I'm gonna do her cutting. Now I got the dasher, my baby got the churn. We're gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter come. I am in shock. I am flabbergasted. And I really hope that my grandparents did not listen to these songs. A lot of them are like not even explicit, which is the funniest thing. But then they're so obviously supposed to be erotic references that you get embarrassed just reading it anyway. Like one of them is called My Pencil Won't Write No More. It's by Bo Carter from 1931. And the lyrics are, now listen here, folks, there is one thing sure. My old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I lay down at my bed just to write a line. I could feel my old pencil dropping forward all the time. Oh my God. I hugged and kissed her all last night. It wasn't nothing doing. My old pencil wouldn't write. Now listen here, man, you ought to know. Can't write for that woman, you have to let her go. I'm not sure if there is anything I should explain about this song. And if I should, then you should probably click away because you're 9 years old. But okay, last one from Bo Carter that is also very subtly named Please Warm My Wiener. So back then, it wasn't that obvious of a reference. It wasn't a word that they actually used for this, which is, I think, the case nowadays. But basically, it's from 1935, and the lyrics are, I got something to tell you, baby, don't get mad this time. If you warm my wiener, you give me ease all up in my mind. Now listen here, sweet baby, I ain't no lying man. If you warm my wiener one time, you gonna want him again. Oh, wow. What I find interesting is that even though they're not directly talking about anything explicit, there is like no way that people back then would think it's about like fruit baskets or actual sausages, because there's all these references to a woman, to a bed. All they did was they kind of censored out the most spicy part and just left the rest as it was. Okay, this one's by Blind Boy Fuller and it was recorded in 1937. And it's called, wait for it, it's called Sweet Honey Hole. And they repeat Sweet Honey Hole a lot in this song, so it doesn't get better. It's like, sweet honey hole. I said, sweet honey hole. Said, it even take my honey, satisfy my soul. Said, I want my honey every morning, late at night. If I don't get my honey, don't believe I'm treated just right. Now you talk about your pork chop and your jelly roll. Ain't anything sweet as my sweet honey hole. Now you talk about your honey, you haven't tasted mine. You taste your honey, you're gonna lose your mind. Now you talk about your honey, better leave mine alone. You taste my honey, your mama can't keep you home. Whew! Whew, this one's spicy. And then the last part of the song is, says, I can't see to save my life what a single man want with a married woman wife. She got a sweet honey hole, said it even take my honey, satisfy my soul. Self-explanatory. I think the reference to Jelly Roll is a reference to another song that we'll be reading later. This one's by Bessie Smith from 1928, it says, and it's called Empty Bed Blues. I woke up this morning with an awful aching head. I woke up this morning with an awful aching head. My new man had left me just a room and empty bed. Bought me a coffee grinder, got the best one I could find. Bought me a coffee grinder, got the best one I could find, so he could grind my coffee, because he had a brand new grind. Oh my god, it's so long! There is like 20 different verses, but this verse though. Oh, he's got that sweet something, and I told my girlfriend Lou. He's got that sweet something, and I told my girlfriend Lou. But the way she's raving, she must have gone and tried it too. Lou is not a girl's girl. You should drop Lou as your friend, honestly. And the very last verse is, when you get good lovin', never go and spread the news. It will double cross you and leave you with them empty bed blues. So this one's got a whole narrative about a woman that found a really good lover and she bragged about it to her friend. And then her friend was like, yeah, I'm gonna try too. This one's by Tampa Red from 1928 and it's called, give me strength to get through this episode, honestly. It's called It's Tight Like That. Tight could have double meaning here. One, we obviously know. And then another one is, you know how you say that something's tight. Oh, that's tight. Yeah, let's go somewhere. Yeah, that's tight. So back then it was also those double meanings that you could have. So that's where the whole innuendo comes from. But it's basically, it's a little weird. This song is a little weird because there is a lot of parts of it that don't really make sense. And then at the end of all of the verses, it says it's tight like that. Listen here, folks, I want to sing a little song. Don't get mad, we don't mean no harm. You know, it's tight like that. Beetle-um bum, oh, it's tight like that. Beetle-um bum, oh yeah, hear me talking to you. I mean, it's tight like that. There was a little black rooster, met a little brown hen, made a date at the barn about a 10:30. You know, it's tight like that. I went to see my gal over across the hall, found another mule kicking in my stall. You know, it's tight like that. Mama had a little dog. His name was Ball. If you give him a little taste, he'd want it all. Oh, it's tight like that. There is so many verses too. Uncle Bill came home about 10:30, put the key in the hole, but he couldn't get in. Oh, it's tight like that. Me and my brother was up in the loft. We seeing Uncle Bill when he broke it off. You know, it's tight like that. There's different versions of this song and there's so many different verses. So this one I'm assuming was like folk song that you would just add to and remember different variations of it depending on who sang it. So here is one of the things I was talking about. You'll never miss your jelly till your jelly roll by Lil Johnson. But the funny thing is there is actually no mention of jelly or jelly roll throughout the whole song. The first verse is actually, I woke up this morning with the blues all round my bed. I woke up this morning with the blues all round my bed. I felt just like somebody in my family was dead. And then the last verse is, just as sure as you hear me sing this song, just as sure as you hear me sing this song, you'll never miss your jelly till your jelly roll is gone. Fair point. This one's by Irene Scruggs. And it's called Must Get Mine in Front. And again, there is jelly roll cakes being a topic here. Sally run a bakery shop down the street. Those jelly roll cakes all weighs a little to me. Sam hang around, said, give me a break. I want you to trust me with some of your cake. Sam has got that 1930s riz for sure. I'm going up the river, got a job loading sacks. I'll pay for cake when I get back. She said, mister, don't be no ham. What kind of fool do you think I am? I mean, go, Sally. Some folks will trust you to come back and pay. I must get mine in front. I'll trust you tomorrow if you pay today. Must have mine in front. I trusted your father. He ain't no good. He owes every woman in the neighborhood. Why does that sound like a line from a rap battle? Can someone please tell me? I trusted your father. He ain't no good. He owes every woman in the neighborhood. Some folks may trust you to come back and pay. I'll trust you tomorrow if you pay today. Oh my God. She just keeps on going. She's like, I trusted your uncle. He sure has paid. He must think I got my stuff to give away. Some folks may trust you to come back and pay, but I must have mine in front. I mean it. I must have mine in front. I give your grandmother credit, and that old man is going all around town putting me on the pen. Some folks may trust you to come back and pay, but I must get mine in front. Let your money talk. Must have mine in front. This is hilarious. It's kind of like the guy's like, oh, can we do it first? And then I pay tomorrow. And she's like, that's exactly what your father said. It's such a diss. Okay, this one's by Lil Johnson and it's called Get Him from the Peanut Man. The whole song is about nuts. It's like selling nuts. Anybody wanna buy my nuts? These nuts I got, they just want slow. Honestly, no shame. And I can imagine when someone was singing a song like that, the room must have gone crazy. Crazy. Like, imagine you didn't get much entertainment in the day and everything, like every sort of media that you consumed was super prim and proper. And then you would go to a nightclub and Lil Johnson would be rocking the Nuts song in the nightclub. It's hilarious. Another song is also by Lil Johnson and it's called Meatballs. Got out late last night in the rain and sleet, trying to find a butcher that grind my meat. Yes, I'm looking for a butcher. He must be long and tall if he want to grind my meat, because I'm wild about my meatballs. Oh, give me strength. I'm almost done with this episode. A no good man, but he's so doggone stout. Before he starts grinding, he's all worn out. You can have your roast chicken and your good lamb stew, but for my choice, them old meatballs will do. Now look here, Papa, don't try to stall. If you can't grind a long time, don't grind at all. Lil Johnson was wilding, man. So funny. And they were all really good singers too, so you also got like proper entertainment as well. But the most nasty, dirty blues lyrics that I've ever heard. Lucille Bogan takes the cake for sure. That's why I left her for the very end of this episode. But basically, Lucille Bogan would sing things like Jump Steady Daddy or Till the Cows Come Home, which I don't know if I can get through this. I'll try to censor out most of it, but I got a man I love, I got a man I like. Every time I fuck the men's, I give him the doggone clap. Oh baby, give him the doggone clap. But that's the kind of pussy that they really like. Oh, I need a drink. Okay, that was just verse one. That was just verse one. Because verse two, and it's just gonna be the censor beep all over this verse, but I told him I got a good cock, and it's got four damn good names. Rough top, rough cock, tough cock, without a bone. You can fuck my cock and suck my cock or leave my cock alone. Oh baby, honey, I piss all night long. You can fuck my cock or suck my cock, baby, until the cows come home. You know both of my mans, they are tight like that. They got a great big cock just like a baseball bat. Wow. I love this one. I got a big fat belly, I got a big broad ass, and I can fuck any man with real good class. It low-key sounds like a Cardi B lyric. Like a lot of these lyrics, because they're so explicit, they actually sound really modern to me. They just sound like a modern pop song. If you suck my pussy, baby, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it to you, honey, till I make you sh**. That's why I said that Lucille Bogan, in terms of Dirty Blues, was just unmatched. Nothing more explicit than Lucille Bogan's songs. And the thing is, Lucille Bogan was one of the only ones that actually got the explicit versions recorded, which is, I think, why it's so special, because all of the other songs, okay, yeah, obviously they're explicit, but you could get away without censoring it nowadays. But Lucille Bogan, ain't no way, no way. of it ever making it through any sort of censorship. The last one by Lucille Bogan is pretty well known and it's called Shave Him Dry. So I won't read the whole thing again, but I'll just read some of my favorite lines. So the first verse is, I got nipples on my titties big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man come. This is also my other favorite part. A big sow gets fat from eating corn, and a pig gets fat from sucking. Reason you see this whore fat like I am. Great God, I got fat from f***. Oh, wow. Yep, that's Lucille Bogan for you. And yeah, as I was saying, there are actually recorded versions of these songs. So it's actually good music, not gonna lie. But when you hear it out of context, you're like, what the hell is happening here? Especially because obviously the recording quality of it is very... It just sounds vintage because it's an old recording. So there is a lot of like weird sounds and the voice sounds different. So you usually expect those songs to be very romantic and very tame. And then Lucille Bogan comes in and you're just like, oh, I've actually never heard people in the 1930s say f*** before. You know, it's eye-opening. It's kind of the same when you watch those old Hollywood bloopers, because you see people like Katharine Hepburn or Vivien Leigh, and they're just swearing all the time. And you're like, oh, just because they were glamorous and they were women in 1930s and 40s, it doesn't mean that they didn't swear. And it's so eye-opening because, you know, obviously if it happened in the 1930s, it also happened in other decades and other eras. People were just always the same, so they would always sing explicit songs. And it's just so funny to me because we tend to forget about that. We always tend to think that people before us were way more proper than we are. And as these things show, it wasn't always the case. I don't think anyone nowadays would be brave enough to go to a nightclub with music like this, because they would just sit there embarrassed. So yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. Anyway, I hope you're not too traumatized by this episode. I just thought it's really funny. And yeah, I promise next time it will be very mild. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. And I'll hear you in the next one. Thank you.